If you're watching the replay, go ahead and fast forward about 5 to 10 minutes. We're gonna get started in a little bit. I'm probably gonna wait like 10 minutes this time. We're gonna let everybody get in here. Slowly but surely. Yes, 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 yes. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Let's get it. Yeah, 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 yeah. Hit the like button if you can hear me, yeah. Hit the like, hit the like, hit the like, hit the like. Gonna get started in a minute. I'ma see if I can get 10 people in here before I start tonight. Yes, 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 yes. Let's get it. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Let's get it. Yeah. Yeah.
Great content needs a great audience, like your...
About to get started in a minute, y'all. It's officially that time. Coming to you live from an undisclosed location. Tonight's episode is not sponsored by Ritz Crackers and H2O. Yeah. Who we got in here? I hope y'all night going good. I got enough likes. Everything looking smooth. Hold on. Everything ain't looking smooth. Can y'all hear me? Everything ain't looking smooth. Everything ain't looking smooth. Bear with me, y'all. Glad everybody in here. We almost got to 10 watchers. I think if I let the intro be 10 minutes, we could get up to 10 watchers. I got this article for y'all. It's called How Men Categorize Women and Where You Fit In According to a Guy. Well, at least they asked the guy. I'm kind of shocked that they didn't just assume and let a woman write the article or not even ask a guy in this gynocentric society we live in. Okay, a guy friend recently enlightened me to a weird guy habit that totally blew my mind. Apparently, men put women in the categories, and once they're in one, it's hard to get out. Facts. And that's what so many women don't understand. They think they're going to graduate out of the situation ship box. Or graduate out of the pump and dump box, but most never will. Oh, before I get started on this article, well, I guess I already did. I wanted to touch on real quick, you know, it seems like most women see most guys as two different things. Either a big dog or they see you as their six-year-old stepchildren. That seems to be the two categories that women put men in. You're either the big dog I respect, or you're my six-year-old child. It's that fucking simple. And far as being the big dog they respect, that could be a male family member. It don't got to be, like, romantic. But there's certain men who she see as a big dog, whether that be her dad, her brother, a guy she dating. That's a category of guys. Excuse the dog. Bear with me. Here, I'm gonna put y'all on mute for half a second. Till I get this damn dog in order. All right, I'm back. But yeah, women either see you as the big dog they respect or their six-year-old stepchild. And there's not much room for any gray with them. But I'll just leave it at that. She says, a guy friend recently enlightened me to a weird guy habit that totally blew my mind. Apparently, men put women into categories, and once they're in one, it's hard to get out. He explained that all men's behavior then is determined by what category the woman is in. Here are his categories and how to tell which one you're in. Okay, number one, the girl you like but can't bring home to mom. So, fellas, if you can't bring her home to mom, then I'm pretty sure this isn't a woman that you probably should like. Or you like just boinking her. Or she cute, but she know, you know, she got all these red flags and she won't make a good wife and she won't make a good mother. You know, but you caught up in the looks or the good bedroom fun. And I mean, essentially, most of these categories are pretty much going to come down to wife material or we just fucking material. All these categories are pretty much going to come down probably to those two main categories. But let's hear them out. Some guys just have certain standards for a girl he's going to introduce to his family. If you don't meet those standards, he might be willing to have fun with you for a while, hang out, date casually, sleep with. But when it comes to committing to something more serious, he might bail. A telltale clue is if you've been dating for quite a while but still haven't met his mom, an introduction likely isn't forthcoming. Look, men pretty much have the same standards for a woman who's meet mom material, wife material, mother material. No weird piercings, no tattoos, sweet, soft, demure, loving, considerate. You know, basically everything most modern women aren't. It's that motherfucking simple. And one thing I want to stress, after a certain age, ain't no remolding them. You know, maybe if she made a few mistakes, maybe one or two mistakes before 21, before 22, maybe you can mold her. Maybe you could turn things around depending on what the mistakes were. But after 25, just fucking forget about it. Forget about it. Capiche? But yeah, I don't think women understand to what extent most men are the same when it comes to what we're looking for in a wife. You know, if you let them tell, there's such and such billion men on the earth and most of them want the same thing in a wife. Sorry to tell you. Well, I'm not looking for most men. I just need 0.01% to be my guy. They're living in la la land. It's not going to fucking happen. By the time you got to eliminate billions of guys to find the guy that you're going to work with, you probably ain't going to work with nobody. I just say that. By the time women have to start citing the population or talking about her geographical location, the thing she facing. Okay, I ain't even going to try to rhyme. You get my point. Okay, number two, the work wife. All right. Just like in Grey's Anatomy, it's common for men to have a work wife. According to Forbes, a survey found that 25% of workers have had a work wife or husband. It's sketchy, man. If you got a significant other at home, you should not have a work wife or a work husband. Very disrespectful. You'll know you're this for a guy if you seem to genuinely care about each other's lives and spend a lot of time talking together during the workday, but would never go any further than that. The most you might do is flirt a bit here and there, but everyone knows it's innocent. Besides, his actual wife is one of your good friends too. Oh, that just made it super sketchy. Why did they have to make it super shady at the end? I was already about to go in on it, but the fact that you friends with the wife, look, if your wife doesn't know about it, then it's definitely wrong. I mean, if you wanted to make an argument, oh, my wife knows about her. We joke about her being my work wife all the time. And it's, you know, jokey, fun. But women are so jealous, I don't see that being jokey, fun. She'll be bringing that up damn near every night. Oh, can you make me a sandwich? Call your work wife to make you a sandwich. It just, the whole thing sounds like a terrible idea. Just a terrible idea. Look, I don't like women enough to have these many different women in my life and like it. I'll just put it like that. I mean, to be responsible for a chick, not responsible for it, but like to be, I don't want to say obligated to talk to a woman, but there's like that expectation that you're going to talk to her every day. Look, I'm not even fucking you, no. I'm cool on that work relationship type shit. But number three, the girl with too much baggage, aka most modern women. Sometimes everything seems right. Guy likes girl, guy's attracted to girl, guy and girl have tons in common. But girl just has too much baggage. Guy runs as fast as he can in the other direction because he doesn't want to have to carry the baggage for the rest of his life. How to know if this is you? He seems super into you, except he never asks you out. You wonder if it's because you just got divorced 5 days ago, and the answer is yes. If you know you're a hot mess, how do you expect him not to? Look, all women know they're a hot mess. A big part of their identity is trying to hide it in front of everybody and to try to trick men into believing they're a good deal. But they know deep down inside they're not. All these women that we talk about on my channel, when they're laying up at 3 a.m. looking at the ceiling, they know they're pieces of shit. That's why they get so triggered if anybody call them out for being a piece of shit. For being a piece of shit. What's next? How many do we got anyway? I don't think it said how many. How many we got? 9. Okay, it's only 9. So, all right. One of the guys. Yeah. Let's see what they say. Maybe this is a bit of a cliche, but it still exists. If you're the girl who feels comfortable joking about his balls, yeah, changing in front of him or socking him in the arm, you might fall into the one of the guys category. Sometimes it's just for hard for him to see you as girlfriend material since you guys are too good of friends. Plus, he can't bring his girlfriend to poker night. Do guys really like this chick? Do a lot of guys like the chick who's not really hot? Nobody really sees her as bedroom fun material, but she joke about balls and she joke about sports. Like, let me know in the comment section if that's an archetype you like hanging out with. I'm just curious. Number 5, the ice queen. The hell is this? The term is overused, but the premise still stands. If you're a little bit of a stone cold bitch, he might dub you as such. Well, yeah, of course. The stereotypical ice queen. Name is assigned to a girl who keeps her emotions in check, possibly a bit too in check. If you'd rather snap at him with a witty comeback than smile and give him a genuine compliment, this could be you. This sounds like, again, a lot of modern women. Yeah, I would say the ice queen becomes the ice queen two ways. One, she just been so hyper-focused on excelling in a career and competing with men, she just become a masculine asshole. You know, a competitive masculine asshole. That's one way for a woman to become an ice queen. The other way is she been pumped and dumped by Chad and Tyrone so much she fucking despises men and she can't help but show it every second of the day. She can't help but just show her disgust anytime men are even in the room. I feel like those are the two main ways that a woman become the ice queen. All right, let's see what's next. 6, the girl that could be his twin. Okay. Yeah, men don't have this many categories. I'll tell you right now, there's 9 on here. Men have 2. Well, how can I put it? Men have 3. I'm not interested in talking to you at all. That's 1. The other is, I could hang out with you and fuck you, but it ain't going nowhere serious. And the third is wife material. Most modern women are going to fit in the first 2. I don't want to talk to you, look at you, smell you, hear you. That's where most women are going to go into. That's where 80% of modern women are going to go to. Then there's the, I'd pluck in, watch movies with you from time to time. Well, wait, I just backed myself in a corner. Hold on. Okay, I don't want to hear you, see you, talk to you, smell you. I would say that's probably 60% of women, 65% of women. Another 20% is, I could hang out with you and pluck you from time to time. And then 15% arguably might be wife vetting material. Not wife material, but she would pass the enough test for you to continue to vet. I would say that's 15%. That's the main three categories men put women in. Let me know if I'm forgetting one in the chat. Okay. Sometimes there's a girl that's so much like him, it's mind-blowing. And although you guys have tons in common, finish each other's sentences, and seem to get along great at first, eventually your relationship will suffer for it. As it turns out, you're both stubborn workaholics who can't ever admit they're wrong. Where do you go with that? Exactly. I don't know if I have a comment on that. Like I said, I don't think men have this many categories. The girl who's too high maintenance. Oh, God. You're waxed from head to toe. You've got fresh lash extensions in, colored contacts, and you just had the hair blown out. You can't eat at the place he made reservations because you're a vegan and glutton-free, and you're really not into the movie he wants to go to because you just can't stand J-Lo. Okay, let me stop right there. If a woman really into you, look, she don't give a she'll eat. If you made a reservation at a place, she'll get a salad. She'll figure something. She'll get a water and some croutons. I don't fucking know. But if she really into you, she'll figure out a way to make it work. You know what I mean? She will figure out a way to make it work. She will eat before she come and get an appetizer or something. And I don't give a damn if you picked a movie, you know, that she don't like. She will go see The Expendables 16 with you if she really like you like that. Be very fucking clear. The floor of his car is dirty and he can take you home because this night just isn't going the way you hope. You're way too high maintenance. Look, if the guy was tall and hot enough, she would have let him fuck her on the dirty car floor. Like, don't ever get this fucked up. For every bougie high-maintenance bitch, there's a dude she let, you know, fuck behind a dumpster after the club. Don't ever get caught up in that. Oh, she's bougie. She don't take no mess, and she classy, and she don't just date anybody. Don't go for it. There's a man who was smelly and had a dirty beard, but he was tall and hot that she let poke on a dirty mattress. Anyway, number eight. The drama starter. Now, this is every woman. Most men aren't into drama. I would argue. I would actually argue that. I worked at a construction site once, and men love drama, too. It might be masculine drama, but a lot of men love drama. So, if you find yourself constantly on the phone with your best friend about your best friend's boyfriend, whose best friend told your best friend that she's a bitch, then, well, you might have a problem. Guys don't want to listen to all that, he said, she said. Also, if you're one of those girls who complain to the waiter or starts a big scene when you don't get what you want. I mean, yeah. A lot of this stuff is just most women. Most women just aren't likable people to be around. And that's why, honestly, why a lot of relationships just don't work out. Men are simple. Women are a convoluted mess. And that's why relationships usually don't work out, I think. Number nine, the perfect girl. Let's see what they say. Last but not least, there's a category of the perfect girl. How do you get assigned to this elite category? It's fairly simple. Just don't fall into any of the others. In all seriousness, this category is the girl he can bring home to mom, who's like him but not too like him, can hang out with his guy friends without being his guy friend. No, we don't want our woman to hang out with our guy friends. And we're not looking for perfection. We're not women. I got a feeling she didn't really ask a guy. This was just all female-minded drivel. Like, they didn't ask any guy about this, I bet. Y'all can let me know if y'all think any guy was included in the creation of this article. Hold on, let me read the comments a little bit. Um, Yeah, this last one make me think no guys were involved. Can hang out with his guy friends without being his guy friend, and is nice to him, at least most of the time. Wow, that should just be absolute bare minimum. That's crazy. Being nice to him. Look, we just want a chick who's, yeah, nice, who's not huge, and just act like a decent human being who's not too fucking annoying to sit in the room with. We're not looking for perfection. Nowhere near it. That would be the perfect girl in most men's eyes. She kind of cute. She not fat. She nice to me. She cooks sometimes and she ain't too annoying. That's perfection to a guy. Now, we know what perfection is to a woman. Tall, handsome, charismatic, got a good job, like cats, like dogs, but don't like them too much. Yada, yada, yada. Yeah. Complete nonsense. All right, what are we getting into? What we getting into? What we getting into, y'all? Oh, let's just get her out the way. Wait, let me see what else we got. Let's get her out the way real quick.
Anything else you wanna say?
Oh no! Thank you for having me.
Yeah. I think you've watched the show before, but just in case, we're not going to make her wait because she's here on time. So I'm going to add Shania. I hope I've been saying her name right. Hello.
Hi.
How are you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm good. So did I say your name right or no?
No, it's Shania.
What is it?
Shania.
Shania. Oh my God. I was so far off.
Okay. It happens a lot.
Okay. Shania. All right, I got it now. Okay, how was your day?
Good, pretty chill.
Yeah, what did you do?
Just work, and then now I'm home.
What are we rating the face card? 1 to 5, 1 to 5, in the chat. What does she got? What do you call that in the back? Was it tapestry? What do you call that? Is that a red flag? The spiritual rug hanging up? And then she got like some type of queen necklace on, so she's spiritual and pro-black. I would say those are red flags. Women who are overly pro-black, they get annoying real fast. And then all that star signs and chakras, that get old real fast. There's nothing standing out too terrible about her look off top, unless y'all seeing something I'm not. Let me know in the chat.
Okay, good. Look, they're already saying no catfish today. No catfish. No, you're right. They're out of control. Okay, so we want to know more about you so we can know, you know, they can know who needs to come and who needs to stay home. So tell us a little bit about you. What should we know?
Well, first off, I'm a mom, so I have 3 boys.
Okay. Oh God, damn! Like it just got worse the more she talked. The I'm a mom is already super scary, but then she said I got 3 boys, so 3 was even scarier. And then boys is like, oh man, how old is she? She got 3 damn boys. Yeah, this is not good, guys.
Same dad.
Okay.
I'm a bus driver. I love martial arts. So I train jiu-jitsu, Muay Thai.
Okay, that's just... I don't even know where to start with all this. Okay, 3 boys by 1 man. You should have stayed with that man. If he was good enough to push out 3 little munchkins, he was good enough to stay with, even if he cheated. Seriously, that's crazy. And then, like, she's a bus driver. She's a Muay Thai bus driver. She'll drive you to work, and she'll kick your ass if she need to. This is just too much going on. Between the spirituality, the pro-blackness, the 3 kids, the Muay Thai, and the bus driving, it's just way too much going on. Where do a man fit into all that mess? I really don't know. And she's not even done, I'm sure. This is one of those women who just have way too much going on. The 3 kids alone is too much. Yeah.
I'm outgoing, pretty chill, laid back.
Oh, wow. I mean, you said a lot in like, okay, three kids, same dad. You're a bus driver. That's, I don't know. Do we hear that a lot? Is there a lot of women in your profession?
Now I think there is. I met a lot of women, but before I didn't, not much.
Okay.
So that's another thing to consider. She's around probably mostly guys back at the station, you know, when she whipped that big ass bus back into the station. I mean, that's just masculine in itself. Your woman riding around, driving a big ass bus around the city all day. Yeah, who knows what type of characters is, you know, on and off that bus throughout the day. How many dudes trying to holler at her? She cute. She cute enough where, yeah, the dudes who getting on the bus is definitely trying to holler. Yeah, just all bad so far.
Okay, what about the martial arts? When did you get into it?
Like 6 years ago.
Okay.
Yeah.
So are you really good or it's?
I think I'm pretty good.
Okay, shit, that's exciting. Yeah. Okay, so do you compete or is it just for fun?
Oh, I compete. It's been a while. I think I've competed like last year. Yeah, last year. So,
like, I just, you have three sons, but you also compete in martial arts tournaments. Why does that not add up to me? Like, something about that just don't sit right with me. It just don't make sense. I'm not saying she's lying, but it just, nothing, just nothing.
Oh,
wow. Okay. All right. Would you like to tell us your age?
Yeah, I'm 31.
31. Okay. where are you from?
I'm from Ohio, but I grew up in California.
Okay. So where do you live now?
I live in the Bay Area.
Bay Area. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I know California expensive. I'm assuming if she got three kids, she live in the hood of the Bay Area. So you're going to have to pull up and deal with all the homeboys standing outside of her apartment while you go in and try not to get your ass kicked by her three sons.
In the Bay.
Yes. What do you like? Do you like the Bay Area better than Ohio?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
Yeah. What's I was just born there. I pretty much grew up in California.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay. They're shocked that you have, I mean, we already know what this chat was about to. Yeah, she got three kids at 31. When did you start?
I had my first son, I turned 18 like a week or two after I had him. So 17.
Oh, teenage mom. Ah. Yeah. It's all about the same guy, though. I mean, I guess I'll give her credit for that. She should definitely still be with him. That's all I'll say.
Okay. And when was the last one? How old were you when you had the last one?
My youngest son, he's 9 years old. So, yeah.
Okay.
Wait, 9 years old. So, you had three kids from 17 to 20? Damn, he shot the club up back to back to back to back. Interesting.
Big.
Were you married to the dad or no?
No.
Of course not.
Okay, but together.
Black women damn near don't believe in marriage. I mean, I get it. She was young, but look, if you too young to get married, you too young to be fucking. That should be the rule.
The whole time.
Years, yeah.
Like, I don't even know how would we reel this problem in. Like, who's going to be responsible for these women? They're usually, like, in the black neighborhoods, they're usually being raised by a single ratchet mom. There's no men around. So who's going to be responsible for women to keep a penis out of them during their developmental years? There's really no way to do it. You know what I mean? The single mom got to work, you know? Or she out running the streets and trying to be in the club too. So I'm trying to come up with a solution for the problem in the hood with these ratchet bitches reproducing with ain't shit men and creating ain't shit kids. Like, let me know if you can think of any solution in the comment section. Other than, I don't know. Mandating that every young black teenage girl gets their tubes tied or get on some type of just mandatory birth control up until age 30.
Okay, I'm asking the questions because you already know. Why it didn't work out?
We just went our separate ways. Like, we got together when we were young. I was like 17, mm-hmm. He was 19. As we got older, we just started to go our separate ways.
That's not a valid answer when you have three kids with somebody. Like, you're a clown. Like, even at 17 is young, but it ain't that young. And usually, to me, that's when true love really happens. Like, that first love, especially if you have three kids with that person. So, I would think you wouldn't be so flippant about why y'all didn't work out. To me, a feminine woman, even at 17, is going to do everything in her power to fight to stay with the man she had three kids with. I mean, seriously. That's sick to just be so flippant. Oh, we just went our separate ways. So, breaking up your family of five is just no big deal to you? That's a black flag. Even if a man was willing to look past everything, the Muay Thai, the sun god in the back, the pro-black necklace, the bus driving, all that. Even if he wanted to look past all that. This is the absolute deal breaker. How you just casually, we just went our separate ways. Nah, man. No. And even if she didn't want to expose the business, she could say, I really don't want to go into too much detail. It's a whole, mess. But yeah, we definitely had to end it. It was something serious. Then, okay. But just nonchalant, nah, fuck out of here. If you so willing to just throw that away, I mean, the new guy, you really ain't going to care about kicking him to the curb or moving on from him.
Yeah.
Try to make it work, but yeah,
didn't work. Okay.
Yeah.
What else? What else do you like to do in your spare time besides martial arts?
And that's another thing. Is you gonna think you can kick my ass, bitch? If we get into it, is you gonna use some type of move on me? Nah, I don't want no chick that know martial arts. Nah, I don't want no chick who box. I don't want no chick who could do no type of secret pinky move to knock me out in 3 seconds. Nah, I'm cool.
On my spirit, what else do I like to do? I like to go hiking, go to the beach,
mm-hmm.
Do makeup too, hair, make wigs too.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Two of you whooping our ass.
Yes, this kid now. This kid.
Oh.
Okay. What else? Okay, well, I mean, that's a lot, I guess. Yeah. Wigs and makeup.
I'm pretty active, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
When do you raise your kids, ma'am? Now you make wigs, you do martial arts, you make wigs, you bus drive. I'm sure you chase dick at clubs. Like, when do you raise your kids? Do you have custody of your kids? Because sometimes these ratchet bitches will claim their kids that they don't even have custody of. Not that they shouldn't claim, but you know what I mean. They'll let you believe that she's a full-time mom, but she don't even have custody of the damn kids. You gotta watch. You gotta be very careful. Especially in the, in the ratchet world, the ratchet black world and ratchet white world. It ain't just black people who ratchet in this country. Bunch of low-life, fucked up white people too, who be on the same type of time.
Okay. They're clowning. They said the smoke detectors determines that's a lie. they've been saying it already. They're like, change your smoke detector, change the battery. So they're gonna, just so you know.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's sad, man. There's a lot of black women who don't give a fuck about their kids. Like, I know some personally. Like, if you let Instagram tell it, they're the best mom of the year, but they don't give a damn about their kids. They drop them off everywhere in the world while they go out clubbing and go out hoeing. It's really sad. Honestly, man, yeah, if I was the dictator of America, it'd be a lot of controversial things going into place. I'd probably get assassinated. And I'm just saying it that way so I don't get, you know, cut off. But, yeah, I'd probably get assassinated. Because anybody wouldn't be able to just reproduce. Not at all.
Okay, people are asking, are the children from the same dad? Yes.
Yeah. One baby daddy.
Okay. Yeah. Good. What else? Okay, so let's talk about, so you are single. How long has it been since you've been single?
I've been single like 2 years.
Okay. Was it with the dad or no?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay. So you guys really tried.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Are you over him? Because that's a really.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah?
100%.
Okay.
Yeah.
But you guys are still cordial? You guys?
Yeah. Like, he's cool, you know. We're co-parenting right now, so my kids are actually with him for the summer, so.
Yeah, I was wondering, like, what the hell? Why are you doing all this with three kids? I mean, I got a feeling she was the problem. She's not going into detail, but now that she's saying that the kid's with him for the summer, he probably a good stand-up dude. Like, and the fact that he tried to make it work with her for years, I bet she's the piece of shit in all this. She's not going to mention that, though. She's not even going to hint towards that, which, I mean, I get it. She's on a dating show. But, look, that's why you got channels like this. That's why you got the sensei in session. Based on what I'm picking up, she was the problem. Well, I mean, usually, look, women are the problem in relationships. If the man is a good enough man to even try to be in a relationship with her serious and it don't work out, it's usually her. Because the guys that they really want don't even give them relationships. They give them situationships. So anytime an actual relationship didn't work out, the woman's usually going to be the problem. Because the man was good enough to even sit down with the bitch. So if he felt she was good enough to sit down with, most guys are going to feel she good enough to actually put effort in and try to make it work.
Okay, cool.
Yep.
All right, so you are single. You think you're ready to date now?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, I mean, 2 years, I think. You gave yourself some time.
Yeah.
Well, all right, so we're going to try to find him. Wait, they're asking, do you date truck drivers?
No. Oh, do I date truck drivers? I never dated one before.
But you're not, are you against it?
I'm not against it.
Okay. I don't know. Maybe because you say you're a bus driver, so they're thinking truckers.
But I know truck drivers are gone a lot too.
They're what?
Truck drivers are gone a lot.
For sure.
I think it depends on where they're like at, but.
Mm-hmm. You drive for a school or something?
I used to be a school bus driver, so I just drive for a separate company. And
if I was, like I said, if I was the orange man, I mean, we don't live in a dictatorship, but if we did live in a dictatorship and I was the orange man, like I said, if we can find a way to get these broads under control and somehow mandate them to be in relationships with decent dudes who are actually going to be good men and take care of families and keep their family in order and make this bitch listen to this man and follow his order, oh, society would be 100 times better. So many of society's problems can be traced to women making horrible fucking decisions. The circle of life begins with them. Like, basically every fucked up person I know, it can be traced back to a decision their mom made. Usually the decision she made to get with their dad, who was probably not a great guy. Or he was a great guy and she left him. And then the kid grew up in a broken home, and then bad boy stepdad's running out the house, and then the kid turns into a robber, a gangster, or is doing bad in school, and now he got anger problems, emotional problems, and now he going around treating everybody like crap. Look, a lot of it can all be traced back to women. It really can. Female empowerment is responsible for so many of the ills in our society. So I would really try to find a way to get these bitches under control and just control them, period. Pretty much every woman would be mandated to be just assigned to a good dude in high school. And it would be huge penalties and punishments if she fucked it up or left him or anything like that or cheated on him. The 19th Amendment would be fucking finished. That'd probably be my day one. President, Mr. President, Mr. RB Sensei President, what would you do on day one? Bitches can't vote no more. That's my day one. Yeah.
You just pick up employees and take them to work and stuff.
Oh, okay. Cool. All right. So we're going to try to find you a man tonight. So you got to help us real quick and tell us what are some of the things you're looking for in your man. So let's start with like mental characteristics. What are you looking for?
Well, someone who's like respectful, someone who loves kids. Obviously, I have three. Someone who is honest.
But here's the thing, too. I don't believe in doing women wrong. I mean, even though this channel, like, you wouldn't guess it. But, like, in my world where we repeal the 19th, I would be very strict on men mistreating women in that situation. I would still look out for women. I would look out for women even more in that situation. Like, look, you getting with a good dude and you sitting your ass down with this good dude for a lifetime. But we also going to make sure he treating you right and he doing what he got to do. And we're going to make sure there's no abuse, you know, real abuse. I ain't talking about the fake female abuse they use to, you know, try to justify their bullshit or justify leaving a good dude or whatever. Like, I would definitely look out for women, for sure. I would make sure they're straight. I wouldn't give a damn about their happiness, but I would make sure that they're taken care of and they're in a good environment and everything is straight. I'll just throw that out there. And I would even hear them out. I would even hear their grievances out. But, you know, their grievances need to go through the male brain to sort out the bullshit. But if they do come with some real grievances, I would address them and try to fix them.
It's hardworking. Mm-hmm. Respects themselves.
Yeah.
Outgoing. Fun to be around, you know.
Okay. You say it needs to like kids. Do you want to have more?
I don't know right now. I used to say I wanted a daughter because I have three boys.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. But I'm like, I don't know. So I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know if the dad just got custody I don't know if the dad just got him for the summer. The dad probably got full custody, but she ain't gonna touch on that. She seemed nice, though. I'll give her that. She doesn't seem like a bitch. She doesn't seem ghetto. She seems like a nice person. At least she presenting like a nice person. But everything she said makes it a hell no for me. But see, these women are the most dangerous. The ones who come across sweet, soft, and demure. These are the most dangerous and the easy. They trick men the easiest.
Okay. But
I think I have to get married first. Like,
okay.
Oh, yeah. God.
You would be open to it if he wants some kids.
Yeah. And depending on how many he has and stuff.
Okay.
That'd be a terrible idea to marry this woman. Post-wall, three kids, Muay Thai, all this other shit. No, I love it when they have like multiple kids out of wedlock, but then after their post-wall, they're like, you got to marry me to get, you know, a kid out of me, even though these other motherfuckers just had to give me a blunt and a 40.
Okay, so you're open with him to him having kids? Like, if he has kids on his own, that's okay?
Yeah, that's fine. Like, maybe like one baby mom I prefer, but yeah, that's fine.
Mm-hmm. How many kids? Do you have a limit? On how many he has?
Oh, how many he has? I would say like two, but two. He could have three, you know? You never know. That's okay. Why I have kids. But I hope, like two, I guess is cool because I have three.
Yeah, that's a lot of kids. Six all together if he has the custody.
Right.
Yeah, that's...
that's a handful.
You better move somewhere, yeah, to a house. Okay, so how do you like him physically?
Let's see.
How tall?
Like taller than me. I'm 5'8", so I'm pretty tall.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, like taller than me.
So he's 5'9", okay?
Mm-hmm. I say like 5'10", 6 foot. I don't.
We knew it was 6 foot. I hate when they try to like, oh, well, just 5'10". We know it's 6 foot, lady. But you really shouldn't give a damn about 6 foot when you got three damn kids. But here's the, they never come off their standards, no matter how low their value drops. They all still want a top 0.5 percenter, no matter where they are in their life. She could have another three kids. She's still going to be mainly concerned with height and all that other bullshit. They never think their value drops no matter what. Don't ever forget that. If she gains 600 pounds, she's still going to feel like she entitled to a 6-foot handsome man who yada, 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 charismatic, like to hike.
I never really had like a preference. So there's someone definitely taller than me.
Okay, taller. So you say 5'10". Okay, 5'10 and up, we'll say. What's the age range since you're 31?
I say, I guess someone like around my age is cool. And the oldest.
Just me reading this kind of pissed me off. To shoot your shot at Shania, hit the link. Why would I shoot my shot at this? This ain't worth shooting my shot at this basket. The whole premise of this show, like men are like going to call in and compete for these fucking train wrecks, is just ridiculous. And it throws everything off. Like it throws the whole power dynamic off. Even if you get with this chick, like you came on YouTube and competed for me at 31 with three kids, you're a fucking loser. Like she even know that that's like some loser shit, because she knows she's not worth it. That's why I said all women are red pilled. They know the reality of all this stuff. They just don't want to admit it out loud, and they damn sure ain't going to admit it to a man. She knows that she's not worth any of this. And deep down, she's not going to respect any man who doesn't realize that she's not worth any of this. That's why they respect bad boys, because bad boys treat them like they... Bad boys treat them like what they're actually worth. And women know what they're actually worth. Not much. So that's why they respect Chad and Tyrone, because he's aware that she's not worth much and treats her accordingly. That's what she likes and respects about him.
I don't even know. I haven't dated someone older than me yet. So probably like I'm all 40. I don't know. That's a lot. That's kind of old, but
No, you old. For a woman, you old as fuck. 31 is old as fuck for a woman. As far as love and all that, you old as fuck. So what women need to understand is after 30, yeah, you 30 to 55 should be your dating range. Because, look, after 35 is really over. Like after 30, women got to go 20 years older, if not 25. Because, like I always say, I'm going to keep saying it. If a man is 31 to 50 with his stuff together, the way these women want a man to have his stuff together, he can pull a 25-year-old, a 25 to 30-year-old. After 30, like once you 31, you're officially leftovers. You're officially, you know, lower tier man bait. You're no longer top tier bait anymore after 30. Fucking period. Top tier man bait is 18 to 29 max. You are officially low tier bait after 30. You can't afford to be shallow anymore because you're essentially at the bottom of the dating market. Don't get me started on three kids. I didn't even go there. We strictly talking about age. A woman should, if she realistically want to find somebody, she should drastically drop her standards after 30. Drastically. But they never see themselves as lower value, so she's not going to do that. And most women would rather die alone than date a bottom 80 percenter. Not even a bottom 30 percenter or nothing. They would rather die alone and struggle to pay bills for the rest of their life than think of, like, laying next to a bottom 80 percenter.
And it depends on how they look and stuff too, you know, so.
Mm-hmm. So you say, wait, what did you say? The lowest? The youngest?
I'll say maybe like 28, 29.
Okay.
If they're like, you know, if they're respectful, sure. Mature. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. How much? So we say 28, 29 to 40.
Ooh. Yeah.
You can't say, ooh. Like, here, that little feeling in your stomach of disgust when you think about a 40-year-old and how old and gross that is, that's how gross you are in your situation is to men. We just say, ooh, 31, three kids, ooh. That little ooh, we do that little ooh. So let that shallow shit go. You're not high value enough to be shallow. You're just as gross as that. You're just as gross as you think that 40-year-old man is. That 40-year-old man is literally at the top of his game. Never mind. You don't get it.
What do you want? 38?
Yeah, we'll do 38.
38. Okay.
She don't even know. Man, listen. Think about that. An old, washed-up 31-year-old cringing at the thought of a man being 40. She doesn't have any idea what 40 is. Like, there's so many fit, together, young, like 40-year-old men who you wouldn't even think were 40. You would think they were 32, 33, but she don't know shit.
Hey, we're going to try. You can just tell us your preferences and then we'll see who comes, you know?
Yeah.
What about, how much money do you want him to make?
Maybe like 60, 70K.
No, you don't qualify for 60, 70K. 31, three kids, Muay Thai, bus driver. Look. And women shouldn't consider what they make at all when it comes to what they want the man make. I get the logic, like, oh, I make 70K, so I want a man who at least makes 70K or more. No, that's not how that works. It's just not how it works. After 30, a woman shouldn't have any financial requirements other than he has a job and he pays his own bills. Point blank, fucking period. You lost any type of salary requirement on your 30th birthday. You lost the privilege to ask for any money. I mean, it's cringe to ask for a certain amount of money anyway, but you get what I'm saying, fellas. Women should have no salary requirement other than you have a full-time job after 30. Point blank, fucking period. And the only height requirement should be 1 inch taller than me. You lost all these rights on your 30th birthday. The height requirement, you lost that ability. Money requirement, you lost that ability.
Okay. Okay. Reasonable. I like that. You know, we don't hear that often. So I like that. And I don't know, do we need something else? No, that's it, I think. Anything else that you would prefer him to have?
No, I think that's pretty much it. Yeah, we're good.
All right, enough for her. I think we broke her down to the motherfucking gristle. Oh, God. Oh, God. Let's do it. Let's get her out the way. Jesus.
Yes.
Okay. Were you? Is your name Ayana? Am I saying it right?
Yes, Ayana.
Ayana.
Okay. I'm not trying to roast. I am not trying to roast. But I already seen this episode, and I know how she about to come. So where do we start? The huge tattoo on her chest is just a hell no to any man with sense. To any man who has anything going for him, for any man who has any class and any standards, it's a hell motherfucking no. If you got a huge tattoo on your chest, I wonder, do she realize how many men disqualify her instantly just because that big tattoo on her chest and the one on her arm? Who knows how many she has, but it's all just trash. So let's start there. Second, hold on, give me half a second, y'all. Half a second. Okay. Second, body, I mean, we can't really see your body, but it, I don't know if she said her age yet, but I'm just going to say it. She's like 50. Even a woman who is hot at 50 and still kind of got a nice body, once you get the clothes off, it ain't going to be like what you thought it was going to be. Even if it looked like she got a banging body, you know, through the clothes at 50 or whatever, it just ain't going to be that. You know what I mean? And this woman, no, it's not a banging body. So no points there. She has gray hair. Like, she's clearly an older woman. Like, this is what I'm saying. Men biologically pick up when a woman is, like, older. And it's a turnoff. It's just a natural turnoff. If we see gray hairs, if we see wrinkles, we're just biologically repulsed. Not trying to be mean, but I'm just speaking about biology. Like, we're just repulsed by the sight of an older woman. It just is what it is. This woman is clearly older, and that's another thing that just make you say, nah. A man's brain just turns off, like, far as romantically, it just turns off when you could just look at this woman and see that she's an older woman. But let's break it down even more. She didn't get herself together at all. And I'm going to keep breaking this down. If they come on a show like this, nonchalant, I didn't put any effort, I didn't throw on an outfit, I didn't get my hair done, this is what she feels like men deserve. She doesn't feel like a man is worth putting any effort for. That's what that says. Thousands of men are going to see this. She didn't think enough of herself or enough of men to put in any effort in her appearance whatsoever. So that in itself is the deal breaker. And it's a testament to what type of effort she's going to put in, you know, the relationship or the talking stage with you. Hair not done, no makeup, nothing. And she's not exactly a beauty model. So it's just, and she's half a century. So it's just all bad the first 6 seconds. This didn't even play 30 seconds and it's just all motherfucking bad. Now keep all that in mind as we listen to her talk.
Anna, where you calling me from, baby?
DC, I was there yesterday.
Okay, DC in the booth. I had so much fun in DC.
It was a good time.
Yes. Ayanna, how old are you, love?
49.
49. And what you do for a living?
I do community outreach. So I work in the mortgage banking industry, but I lead community outreach engagements for volunteers.
Okay. What's your zodiac sign?
Cancer.
Cancer. You have any kids?
2 kids, adult children, 27 and 25.
Okay. Both by the same man?
Yes.
Like, this is clearly a grandma. Like, this looks like a old grandma. Like, I'm not roasting, but, like, when you see this, you don't think, like, this woman is still out here trying to date. She's not presenting as somebody who wants to date and find a worthwhile person in the dating market. This woman looked like she just don't give a fuck. And she just gave up. She just don't care anymore. So I don't know why she came on here. I don't. And I would go lighter on her if I didn't know all the things she was about to say. Like, if she was just all this, but she was like a really cool, down-to-earth, humble woman, it'd be a completely different story. I mean, I still wouldn't advise anybody to get with her, but it would just be a completely different tone from me.
Have you ever been married?
Never.
Okay. Cringe. And what do you... Okay. So we got Ayanna. You live in D.C.?
I live in Silver Spring, Maryland.
Silver Spring.
That's another thing. Like, I mean, it's normal in low-life culture, but just hearing a woman say, you know, never married after 30, it just makes people's stomach turn a little bit. Like, because you automatically know, like, well, you've been dealing with men. And then the older they are, the more cringe it is if they've never been married. That's why a lot of women will just get any marriage at some point so they could just put it on the resume so they can kind of save face somewhat. And then they can manipulate and withhold information so people could just think, oh, she must have been married for 20 years, even though she was married for 6 months. Like, you see what I'm saying? Like, because 50 years old with 2 kids never married is just, I don't know what to say. Nobody's going to look at that in a positive light. We all know you've been getting ran through since you were 15. You know what I mean? So then if the next, let's say you take her out on a date, you hear, oh, never married, 2 kids. It's like, ah, you know, it's that little cringe moment. But then let's just say you give her the benefit of the doubt. And then you're like, oh, what was your long relationship? And she say like 2 years. Like, think about that. She been fucking since she was 15. And then, okay, 2 kids, never married. And her longest relationship was 2 years. Just do the math on that. So how many random guys from the bar? It's just fucking disgusting the more you think about it. And then all that, and they got the nerve to still be arrogant in the dating market at 50 and ran through. It's just so absurd and insulting to men's intelligence. Just never mind.
Maryland. All right. So we got Ayana, D.C., Silver Spring, Maryland, 49, is a Cancer. She works in community outreach, mother two adult kids by the same man. What kind of man you looking for, girl?
Let's dive into the 8 features that make Vibe the ultimate TV advertising platform, all in under 60 seconds. Wide reach, access over 500.
Okay, some of y'all was talking about how old this woman look, if she look 50, if she don't look 50. I do not think this woman looks 50. If this woman says she was 65, 66, I would be like, okay. I don't even know if I would say she looked good for 66. I mean, I guess I would. If she said she was 66, I would say she looked fairly okay for 66.
A man who has his shit together, I mean, just a professional.
Professional? Oh, my. See, she even laughing a little bit. Let's rewind that. And before I press play again, women, if there's any women in here, and I don't think there are any, don't ever say a man with his shit together. Stop cursing first and foremost. You too old to still be cursing. I mean, I guess there's no age limit on cursing, but at a certain age, you expect somebody to have some wisdom, some class, and some tact. You've been on the earth for 50 years. Have you picked up any of that in half a century? People expect you to have picked up some of that by that point. And when women say, oh, I want a man with his shit together, you're already shaming. You're already using shame and language as soon as we start the process. They think that's saying something about the men, but she don't realize it's saying something about what she can attract based on what she is. You can only attract men who don't have their shit together. It's not a flex to say, I want a man with his shit together. You're exposing yourself when you have to say that. Women who attract men with their shit together don't even have to say that sentence. It's just their reality. That's bare minimum that they don't even got to mention. But but I'm going to rewind it a little bit and watch how she don't even take this serious when she say a man with his shit together and a professional. She's trying to hold in the laughter because she knows it's fucking ridiculous. No professional man would go near her with a 10,000 foot pole. And men just aren't checking for 50-year-old women. 75-year-old men aren't checking for 50-year-old women. But look at how she laughs. Oh, that's a perfect spot to balls it on. That's probably when she start to say the bullshit. But let's see. Yep, see? She looking down and laughing because she know this shit is a joke.
Two adult kids by the same man. What kind of man you looking for, girl?
See?
A man who has his shit together. I mean,
she know that's
just
clown shit.
Professional, funny, sense of humor is important, has a good living career, has his stuff together, really honest, genuine, likes to do things. Like, I enjoy doing things. So I want someone who enjoys being out and doing things.
Okay, let's talk about this. Do men, I'm not saying men don't like to do things. You know, some men are more adventurous than others. But I think men, like hardworking men, when they ain't working, when they get home from working their 12-hour shifts or whatever, 10-hour shifts or driving back, even an 8-hour shift, and then you got to drive back and forth, man, motherfuckers just be wanting to chill. I mean, definitely during the week. But even on a weekend, dude might do one thing low-key. But dudes ain't really trying to go on adventures all weekend and on the weekdays. And all. Like, dudes got jobs, and dudes trying to lay back and kick it on the weekends with their free time. Maybe go get a drink, a chill drink, or something, go get something to eat. But all these adventures and shit, I don't think men are into all that. Like, please let me know in the comment section if you think I'm off base. I don't think men want to go on all these adventures. I think men, especially, you know, men 40 and up, trying to just play it cool. I don't think most men into hiking and amusement parks all the time and all these different events. I don't think dudes into that. Do y'all think I'm wrong? Let me know in the comment section. I think women tripping and living in La La Land if they think men want to do all this, like, do all these crazy adventures.
Okay. What are your deal breakers?
Smoking cigarettes is automatic. No, that's disgusting. Liars, cheaters. I mean, the basics. Too many, like, a lot of baby mamas, baby mama drama.
AK, what you've been dealing with for 35 years. Cheaters, liars, dudes with a whole bunch of baby mamas. Like, basically what you've been dealing with. What you qualify for, frankly. And that's the other thing. Women like this should just stop dating. You're never going to get that top tier. You're not top tier. You only qualify for low tier men, bullshit situations, dude with girlfriends, wives, 20 baby mamas, on drugs. That's all you qualify for. So if you don't want to deal with the bullshit, then stop dating. Because that's all you are going to get because you're bullshit in the dating market. And there's nothing you can do to turn it around. You're stuck in your ways. You're not going to improve on any of your flaws. Like, that's the whole thing. When these 50-year-old women are like, oh, what flaws could you work on? They're not going to fix any of the flaws. Even if they get a little bit better on them, not a lot. You're 50. You are who you are at 50. I'm sorry. Most people don't do any huge 180s at 50 and up.
It's like, disgusting, abusers, narcissists. I mean, you know, all the things.
All the things I've been dealing with for half a century. I wish you would just be honest and say that.
Okay. Should he look a certain way?
I don't necessarily have a look, but I'm 5'5", so I prefer someone 5'8", or taller. I don't like obese men. I work out every day. I don't get like that. I just like to eat, so I like to work out. So someone who's active and, you know.
Nah, man. A nice obese man would be fine for you. Your body ain't banging like that. Like, that's another thing. 50-plus-year-old women think if I stay in the gym, it'll offset. No, it don't offset that you're 50. It don't offset that you're damaged. It don't offset that you're not likable to be around. Like, it don't offset that everything's sagging now. Just, I mean, yeah, keep in the gym. But you not going to upgrade because you in the gym.
It looks like they care about themselves. Pretty teeth are super important. Full lips. I love lips. So the mouth area is extremely important. Bad teeth is going to be a no automatically. Dirty hands, fingernails, no.
But that's what you qualify for. You qualify for a dude with bad teeth. You qualify for a dude with dirty nails. I mean, a lot of men work with their hands. See, women just, I don't know, man. They don't live in reality. James Bond is not fucking with you. They always describe the black James Bond, and you know damn well you ain't no Bond girl. Nothing about you says Bond girl. Nothing about you even says 50-year-old Bond girl. Even though there's never been a 50-year-old Bond. But yeah, nothing about you says ex-Bond girl. A nigga with dirty nails and missing front teeth is good enough for you if he treats you nice.
Okay. What about money? Should you make a certain amount of money?
I would prefer, I make over 100, so I would prefer can do the things. I like to travel. I prefer someone who can travel, who can go places. Who
men don't like to travel like that. And if we do, we traveling to go fuck some young hotties. We're not traveling with your old, bitter, demanding, controlling ass. I know some men like to travel, but like I said, the men who like to travel, they going to have some real fun. Not to have your fucking anchor ass, you know, holding them down, holding them back. Can't look at no ass. Like, no, we don't want to travel with you. Under no circumstances do we want to travel. No man wants to travel with a woman. I don't know. Relationships end on vacation. Women are unbearable to fucking travel with on average. When men go to travel, we go to look at the bitches there. Not, you know, deal with the same drama we dealt with back home with you. Men don't like traveling with women, but they girlfriends and wives. I like to travel. Travel with your fucking girlfriends then. We don't want to travel with you. Period.
Who want to do things. I cook, but I also like to go out to restaurants. So people who like to just have money to do things. That's it. It doesn't, if you can take care of yourself, you have children, you can take care of your kids, and we can enjoy each other's company, and it's not going to be a burden.
Well, we can enjoy each other's company, you know, doing simple free things. See, men save and invest for retirement. And that's what you should be worried about at 50. I bet this woman probably don't got $10,000 for retirement in her retirement account and saving. This woman don't got $10,000 to her name. And she does not, I repeat, does not make 100K. I do not believe this woman make 100K. 90% of the women on the show that say they make 100K do not make 100K. Out of the hundreds of episodes of this show, two women that said they make 100K probably make 100K. They think if they say they make 100K, that'll higher their chances of getting a man to make 100K. It's really pathetic that they think that. And even if it was true, let's just say her making 100K did raise her chances of getting a man that made 100K. You don't think a 100K man is intelligent enough to know you lying? But that shows that you don't know 100K men. That's why you try to play them for dummies.
For you, then, you know, I like my lifestyle. So you need to be able to meet me where I'm at.
Okay. So should he make at least 100K?
That would be preferable.
Okay. Would you date a man that made less, or is that the minimum?
No, I mean, if he can come and do things with me, I can't cover anybody. Like, I don't mind doing and treating for a date or things like that. Absolutely. But I can't pay for your vacations.
You need to pay for vacations. Men are willing to pay when we at the bottom of the barrel of the dating market. So women, you gonna have to start getting used to it too. It's about to get bad for women this next 20 years. I swear to God it is. You're gonna have to pay up, sugar mama. You gonna have to pay up.
I travel. My kids been to Africa, Jamaica, all those things. I've already paid for vacations. I'm not paying for his, so.
I got you, boo.
That little... You're coming off like a bitch. I ain't paying for no vacation, so. You're not likable. Like, you see the arrogance? You're not cute enough or young enough to be this arrogant. And your body ain't right enough for you to be this arrogant. But this is her brain now. Her brain has been conditioned to be this since 15, and they never grow. They never grow up. Seriously, most women are 15 mentally until they die. And I'm not trying to be mean. It's true. Most women. Not all, but most.
Hi, Ayana. Let's do the Kendra Cam.
As you can tell, I was not created by GoDaddy Aero. It uses AI to create great-looking, totally pro logos in minutes.
Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God.
Okay, black bodysuit.
No. Oh, is that clam? Is that moose knuckle? Oh, 50-year-old moose knuckle is gross. What is that, a body? What? I don't even know what the hell this is. This woman put no effort in whatsoever. But you better make 100K. This pisses me off.
Okay. We see you. Okay,
we see you.
We can tell you work out.
Thank you.
I don't get workout vibes, but okay.
Ayana, do you want the guy to be in the DC area?
It's not mandatory. I can travel. I mean, I prefer to meet because I'm an in-person. Like, words don't mean anything when you're talking. Like, I don't even believe you if we have a connection until we meet. Because
you're bitter and jaded. And this is why men don't want to date older women. I don't believe nothing you say until we meet. You just let everything a lie until we meet. Who want to deal with that? Men got enough to deal with in day-to-day life, at work, sick relative. Who want to deal with, like, trying to jump through a bitch hoops and tear down her walls, like, of a 50-year-old woman with a bad body, tattoos everywhere, and kid? Like, why does that make sense to them? You the bottom of the barrel. You should be trying to make it as easy as possible for a man to date and talk to you. That's why a lot of women will fail at dating at older ages. If they actually showed up humble and trying to give something, a lot of them would probably get snatched up by somebody on their level, which is a low level, but still. They would maybe find happiness and find a mate with somebody. If they can get off their fucking high horse.
It's just words. So I need to see the connection. The earlier we meet, the connection will probably grow because I lose interest with, like, all this chit-chatting. I'm going to lose interest. So if we...
Don't nobody give a damn if you lose interest, you old washed-up lady. Like, see, they still think they're that cute 15-year-old. See, that's the attitude women can get away with from, you know, 15 to 21. Well, you better, the conversation better be on point because I lose interest quick. You better jump through some hoops, nigga, because... Hey, one wrong word, I ain't interested no more. Like, that worked for him from 15 to 21. But since, like I said, they never grow up mentally, so she still thinks she got that leverage where a dude gonna be like, oh, no, please, please keep being interested in me. No, please. I need a 50-year-old washed-up woman with a bad body in my life. Please don't lose interest. The reason they lose interest so bad because they're fucking boring. All they know how to do is judge everything a man does and say. She don't got nothing interesting to say on the phone. And men ain't here to entertain you. Men don't like sitting on the phone talking to some 50-year-old for an hour. We don't want to hear shit you got to say.
We can set up and meet, whether, you know, if it's driving distance, I don't mind driving. I can fly, you know, things like that. But I don't need anyone to fly me out because I feel obligated. Like, I was raised, a man do all that. You have to give him some. So I don't need that. but yeah, I mean.
Are men still competing for this half a century poon? Is that why she still got this attitude? Like, women like this need to get humbled by like 10 men. One or two men ain't going to undo 50 years of programming. I mean, and maybe not even 10, but this woman need to get humbled hard by like 10 men straight in a row. Like, the next 10 guys she date need to humble her hard. Like, basically be mean as fuck to her. That's the 10 men in a row need to be mean as fuck to her, reject her, block her, be like, your body is terrible, bitch, and just block her or something. Like, really mean shit for her to become a decent human being at this point.
Distance isn't a major issue, but if we're going to date and become serious, I would prefer you to be closer so that we can hang out and do things. I don't need a text buddy or a phone call buddy.
Okay, what stage range you want to date? You're 49.
Oh. 40 to...
Oh, I was going to pause it before she... I think she said 40. See, that shows how delusional she is. She think a 40-year-old man, a 40-year-old professional... with his stuff together, charismatic, yada, 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 is going to take a 49-year-old washed-up single mom serious with tattoos all over the place. She think a 40-year-old man with his shit together is still going to see her as a bad bitch. This woman still thinks she's a bad bitch. If you ask her, she'll say, yes, I'm a baddie. And she'll be dead ass serious. She genuinely believes it. She genuinely believe a 40-year-old man with his stuff together will see her as a prize. So I'm guessing she's going to go 40 to 55 if she even go to 55.
To 55.
So you'll go younger.
Yeah, only because these men be looking a little bit old. And if he's going to be old, he need to be a zaddy. Like, he.
Ma'am, you look old as fuck. Like, see, this is a further angle. Like, when she put it closer, like, this woman look old. Like, in her mind, she's still that 15-year-old hottie, I promise. That's why she could say, oh, these men be looking old at 55. Ma'am, you look old as fuck. Like I said, she need 10 men to be mean as fuck to her. And be like, bitch, you old as fuck. You washed. You got two kids. Ain't nobody checking for your old ass no more. She need 10 men to do that in a row to maybe humble her.
He need to be looking like he got it. So, yeah, he could, but 40 and have his stuff together. I don't need an immature little boy.
More shame in language. She a little ass girl. And it's just the irony.
Need a man. But if he's a little bit older too, again, if he has his stuff together and he don't want to just sit at home and be a lazy old man talking about, can I come over and lay up? No. But if he want to do things, he can move. He can go to these amusement parks and do the things I like to do if he's 55 or 60.
No, it sounds like she want a grown ass man to get on her program.
What amusement park we going to today, babe? Whatever you want to do, babe.
Nothing about this woman is appealing to a man or likable. She don't have a likable personality. At least some women, they not attractive, but they got a likable personality. Like, sometimes you'll see a unattractive woman or a bigger woman with a dude who look like he's, you know, handsome, got his stuff together, because she has a great mind-blowing personality. Like, a woman really can't make up for looks with personality. They really can with men. This woman is dog shit in every way she could be dog shit in.
See, it's all good.
Okay. When was your last relationship?
It's been a while before the pandemic. I was dating someone, I guess, more serious, but I wouldn't even really say that was a full relationship. But so I guess that probably ended about 2019. So
okay, so what is that, like 5 years ago?
Mm-hmm.
5 years ago.
That should tell her something. It's been 5 years and she's been looking for somebody. And that wasn't even a relationship. It was a situationship. So what does that tell you?
But you said that wasn't a serious?
No, it was like someone I was dating kind of exclusively for 2 years, but I wouldn't have said it was a relationship, but we were dating.
If it wasn't a relationship, it wasn't exclusive then. If you can't call it a relationship, you struggling to call it a relationship, it wasn't exclusive. This is pathetic. So at like almost 45 years old, you still having situationships. And you think now at 50, Prince Charming is going to come make you a wife.
Dating. And then before then I was in a relationship. So that one was probably prior to that. So like 2018.
Gotcha. Okay. You don't have.
I wonder, does she think she a good catch? I don't know, man. It's just hard for me to believe she's this out of touch. She's talking like she's such a good catch. I don't know.
Not to answer, but I'm going to ask. When's the last time you was intimate with someone?
A minute, girl. 2 years. I'm struggling.
Are you waiting for a relationship?
I'm not necessarily waiting for a relationship. I'm just waiting for someone I feel connected to. I'm at that stage. I'm not just giving it up to anyone.
Well, yeah, you're not going to feel connected to what your level is now. And just like the guy you want, he's not going to feel connected to this. And you're not going to feel connected to what you qualify for because you think you qualify for much more and you don't. That's why you're not feeling connected. Because only a motherfucker who's super, 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 super down bad is going to talk on the phone with you for 3 minutes. So yeah, I get why you're not connected. Because only bum-ass motherfuckers with low self-esteem is hollering at you because that's what you qualify for. So it makes sense that you wouldn't feel connected to that. But it also makes sense why the guys you want wouldn't feel connected to you.
Anybody, it's not going to be a fly-by-night person. There's going to be a connection. I'm not saying I'm looking for him to be my husband, nothing like that. I'm not, like, I don't call myself celibate. I just haven't found someone worth giving it to.
Okay, fair enough. All right, 3 flaws you have to work on.
My mouth, meaning I am very blunt and direct. And so I'm working on and continue to work on. It's not what you say, it's how you say it.
Yeah. I mean, if you couldn't figure out how to just talk like a decent, nice person by half a century, you're never going to figure it out. It'll only get worse. Women get worse with age, especially with stuff like that. If she had a smart mouth when she was 15, it's smarter at 21. Then it gets smarter by 31, smarter by 51. Like, it doesn't get better. And it's going to be worse at 71.
I continue to work on that because I can say things very direct and I don't think as mindful of the other person. I think.
And this is the thing. She's a dark soul and she'll never respect a light soul. Like, she don't respect gentlemen. She don't respect respectful men. In order to keep this woman in check, you got to stoop down 10 levels lower than her. So if she say, fuck you, you little dick punk, that's why your mama a bitch. You got to go 10 steps lower than that for her to respect you. Like, you understand? Like, if you come in being a stand-up dude, she's going to walk all over you. Women like this only can respect demons. That's it.
Thanks. Communication, again, that goes with the being direct and blunt, but sometimes I can be,
We need a small business loan, fast.
I got this. Loan Falcon!
Like, to make a point, I go hard. If I think I'm right, I'm gonna go
masculine.
All in.
Masculine,
so I
masculine.
Need to watch what I say. And then, another flaw. I mean, I have a few, but I just, you know, trying to stick to the good ones. I would say that I can be, like, nonchalant in relationships, so people think I don't care. But I do, and I'm just not for the BS. I cut people off, kind of, if it's not working.
Okay.
Just be by yourself, babe. Just be by yourself. Focus on your kids. Keep traveling. I mean, I don't wish nothing bad on you. But, I mean, for men's sake, just be by yourself, babe. You can get smart with yourself. You know what I mean? It's cool. You too good for everybody. I know. That's the reason. The reason you still single at 50 and been single for 5 years and ain't had no dick in 2 years, because you're so fucking awesome and everybody in the dating market who's single wants you. Yep, that's why. Yep. But just stay single, because you're only getting better with age. You know what I mean? So every year that go by, like, the more superior you are. So it's only going to get worse. The older you get, the better you're going to get. And the more guys aren't going to qualify for you. So just be happy in your singleness. I can't take this bitch no more. Look, I'm getting off here. You know, follow me on the alternate platform. Links below. I'm doing at least 2 exclusive live streams this weekend. So join the membership if you want access to those. Send in your donations. And what else? Yeah, what else? Membership benefits. Over 70 exclusive videos you haven't seen. Access to my normal videos 1 to 3 days early. You also get to see my videos with no ads and all that good stuff. I hope the next time you hear from me, we both better people than we are today. I might even do another public live this weekend. I probably will do another public live this weekend, so stay tuned for that. RB Sensei, out.